Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll head out to the guest line right now. We're going to welcome in one of our favorites, Sean Merriman. Obviously, Lights Out Extreme Fighting is back, and they got a big card coming up on November 1st. And the former star linebacker in the NFL, Sean Merriman, is back on the show with us. Sean, appreciate the time. How you been?
You got it, brother. All good, man. Grinding away. Big It's always a little bit hectic fight week, but you know, making it through.
All righty, let me start you off with your Chargers. They got off to that 3-0 start. Then they lost 3 out of 4. They beat the Vikings, obviously, last week. Crushed them on Thursday Night Football. Should get another win this weekend in Tennessee. Got a tough division. The Raiders stink, but you know the Chiefs are humming now. The Broncos are playing some solid football. What's your evaluation almost halfway through the season so far with the Chargers?
Well, you know, I'll say this. The amount of injuries, and I don't want to make an excuse for these guys at all, but the amount of injuries they've had, not just regular injuries, some talking about like their star players, their key players, both running backs go down, one for the season and the other one for several weeks with the ankle sprain. You had Rashawn Slater to go down before the season start. Joe Alt moves over. He goes down for weeks. Khalil Mack is out. And I'm like, is this curse that everybody talking about? Is it real? Because that's what it felt like. So, you know, the whole point of it is how can they survive, right? How can they get through the weeks with that amount of injuries? And they found a way against the Vikings. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that they're back where they were the first couple weeks of the season, but they sustained enough to put themselves back in position where they can win some games from now on.
I understand what you're saying with the injuries. Totally get it. With that being said, you know how we dumb everything down, right? It's always coaching quarterback. A lot of people believe in Jim Harbaugh. For some reason, Justin Herbert is polarizing. I think he's a really good quarterback. But what's your evaluation of Herbert as a quarterback with what you've seen this year?
You know, it's funny. So Herbert, you know, especially I think in the game in Denver, you know, he's had some games this year where towards the end, he got over the hump that everybody tried to put in front of him, right? Oh, he's not clutch. He can't win the big game. He can't put the team on his back and go out and do what he needs to do. Well, he's done that. And so, I just think this year they're asking for a different Justin Herbert. In the past, it was the big 50-yard bombs down the field, the explosive plays. They're not asking him to do that for them to win anymore. That's why he's being successful. And really, when you got a good and balanced team, you shouldn't have to, right? And so he can go out and win games when he needs to, but he shouldn't have to do that. So his requirements and what they're asking him to do now is not be this magnificent, you know, game winner and make these big plays all the time. He's going out and doing what the team needs to do to win, to fit in the scheme in which Jim Harbaugh implemented with that team.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy when you look at the AFC. The NFC, I think there's a bunch of good teams, and I think it's really going to be a slugfest to get to the Super Bowl. The AFC feels so open. You know, you got Buffalo and New England in the AFC East. No one in the NFC North. that I think is really standing out to me. The South, the Colts have been a heck of a story. And then you got those three teams in the West where the Chargers and Broncos are good and the Chiefs are now getting back off the mat and they're starting to figure it out again. Who would be your pick right now to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC?
Well, you know, I was on the field and I was talking to Reggie Wayne, before the Colts game. And I don't think they're getting talked about enough. And just the transition from Daniel Jones going from where he was in New York to what he's doing for the Colts, he looks like a completely different player. And also the running back, man, that dude is going to – I mean, he's setting records right now, but I think when this thing ends up, if he keeps on, you know, the road he's on and he doesn't have any significant injuries, I think you can start talking and putting him up there in the category with great running backs. He's having those type of years. So, you know, as much as I love my Chargers and I think they're bouncing back just fine and they're going to be in a contention towards the end of the season, when you're talking about teams in general, especially on the AFC side, people aren't talking about how dangerous the Colts are. The Colts are a very dangerous team right now. More importantly, just how they're running the ball, and that defense is not getting enough credit as well.
Colts, Chiefs, AFC Championship game in Indianapolis. Who would you pick?
I'm not going against the Chiefs. I've done that so many times before in the past, and it's backfired on me so many times. And it's hard to go against the Chiefs. Even before, when people were just down on them, I know they, you know, lost the first game of the year against the Chargers, and everybody's jumping off the bandwagon. I was like, do you guys realize who's throwing the football? Do you realize who's the head coach? You know, they were missing Rice. They was missing Xavier Worthy. They were missing some key components of that team. And then, two, that defense, Drew Tranquil, you know, who's former Charger as well, they got some guys on that team that they're going to always bounce back and be a contention towards the season when the season ends.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Rashee Rice with the suspension was out the first six games, but you see how important he is to that team and the other element that he adds. You know, you played in an era where you were going up, you had great teams, like phenomenal teams, but eventually everyone would run into Belichick and Brady. And there's years where the Patriots would get off to 2-2 starts, and you'd have people saying, you know, I don't like the coach, or this is the beginning of the end, and look at the run that they had. Do you feel like when you're watching Kansas City with Reed and Mahomes that you're sitting there saying, this is just a new version of Brady and Belichick?
You know, anytime anybody bring up the fact that we didn't win championships, and I say, look, let me tell you why. Well, you got to go through Ben Roethlisberger first. When you get through him, you go through Peyton Manning. When you get through him, now you got to see the final boss over in Tom Brady. You know, so, yeah, you know you're going to have to see the Chiefs at some point. And depending on what shape they're in, injury-wise, or if they got some momentum going, you can be in trouble. And so that's why I don't pay too much attention to the first 6 weeks of the season. There's new coordinators, there's new coaches, new systems. Everybody's getting acclimated with each other. You start to see, like, round week 8 or so, who teams really are, right? Because when the season starts, everybody got these high hopes of, hey, we're going to the Super Bowl. We're 0-0. We got a chance. Well, about week 8, everything started to kind of sort itself out, and I think that's what's happening right now.
I know you played for the Bills at the end of your career, and you love the Buffalo Bills fans, and they've been able to beat up the Chiefs in the regular season, but they can't get the job done in the postseason. Those two teams will play once again. I was around Buffalo 2 or 3 weeks ago in Atlanta when they lost that game, and they were asking Josh Allen to do so much, and he just didn't have it that night. And when the quarterback doesn't have it with that team, then they're not going to win many games. Buffalo, I still think, could be a heck of a team. They probably still, even though I'm a Patriot fan, they'll probably still win the AFC East, I would gather. But, man, you look at the Bills, and it's tough for me to get there, where, yes, it's open in the AFC, and it'd be cool to see them go to a Super Bowl, but I just can't still wrap my head around it with just the way that it's gone the last few years and that team really just being so Josh Allen heavy right now.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing is for the Bills, and I love my Bills to death, is that they can't drop games that they should win, mm-hmm. right? They just can't. And some of the losses they've had over the last few weeks is winnable games. And you see the comeback against the Ravens, you see what they can do, and the potential is when it's clutch, when the time matters. That right now is what separates the Chiefs and the Bills. The Bills are equally as good a team as the Chiefs are. It's just that clutch factor. You got to get over the hump. And let me tell you, that window of opportunity to win a championship, it doesn't remain open all the time. I mean, look at any team in history. You got about a 4-year window where that same the coaching staff, the front office, the players are as one. And then what happens? The assistant GM goes. You know, you got a new quarterback coach, new offensive coordinator. It looks like a different team. So you have that window of opportunity, and they're approaching that, man. So you hope that they figure it out and get over that hump at least one time while Josh is there.
Talking to Sean Merriman, we'll talk about Lights Out Extreme Fighting in just a second. You've been in locker rooms where players haven't been happy. There are contracts, right? There's dead cap money. Those things do exist. There's so much noise with A.J. Brown and the Eagles. I don't think he's getting traded by the deadline. But if you could ask A.J. Brown, hey, do you actually still want to be in Philly? Do you think he would say yes?
I think he'll say yes, but I don't think you're going to get a straight answer like yes. And, you know, it's unfortunate because by the way, I don't want to call him a cancer because I don't think of that deep with him. But there's a stigma from when he left the Titans to going there. It's been kind of the same talk, right? The same. If things are not going well, or he's not getting the ball, or something happens, it's becoming a problem. And so what I hope not to happen is that as much as people don't think that the Eagles are as dominant as they are, they're still a very good team. I think Saquon said this in this post-game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In an interview, the whole job of this sport is to win, right? To win. However you win, you got to win. But it almost seems like when he's not getting the football or things not going his way, then it's a problem. The whole goal of this game is to win football games, to put yourself in a position to win a championship. That's the goal. And I hope that it doesn't keep manifesting. It doesn't keep, you know, moving forward and progressively get worse to the point where he becomes a cancer. And I don't think that of him at all right now. But if things are not going the way that he wants them to, whether it's targets or whatever the case is, I just hope that this thing doesn't pick up steam and it becomes a problem, because that can really hurt them in that locker room.
So you have the Eagles at 6-2, the Packers at 5-1-1, the Lions at 5-2, Tampa's 6-2, and then the NFC West is loaded with the Seahawks, Rams, and 49ers. Seahawks and Rams are 5-2, the Rams are 5-3. Who do you think is the best team in the NFC?
I like Tampa. You know, I like Baker down there. I like the, you know, what he's done for that team. I mean, he has probably one of the most remarkable comeback stories in football, in my opinion. Just him bouncing around. And people don't remember this. I mean, he was lined up on scout team defense in Carolina just some years ago, which is just crazy to me to even think about. And now he's a leading a team, could possibly be in championship, you know, contending for a championship. And this guy was lining up, putting his hand in the dirt on scout team defense in Carolina. And after really not getting a shot, I think it was with the Rams. And so, but they, in my opinion, and I think what is Mike Evans gone? Is he gone for, is he?
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be out for the majority of the season, if not all the season.
Yeah. And so again, if they do win enough, and I think they're more than capable of doing it, maybe he comes back into the fold later on during the season or sometime in the playoffs. But I would talk, you know, I would say Tampa. Tampa to me is the most, you know, scariest team right now in the NFC because the way they're winning football games.
You know, Baker Mayfield just has it. He has a toughness and a swagger to him. I don't know if, like, Philip Rivers really had a swagger to him, but he had a toughness to him. Do you see some similarities just in the way they carry themselves in Baker and Philip Rivers, your former quarterback?
I was just talking about this. I was literally just talking about this. And they got a different kind of swagger. Like, you're not going to see Phil doing the Dougie anywhere or nothing crazy, but when, you know, Baker gets up after a hard hit and starts getting into a defensive phase, when he isn't backing down from confrontation, that the rest of that team and that locker room feeds off him. You look at the energy when he does that, what it does for the rest of the team. He does more than just throwing the football for them. He gives them a sense of confidence that you can win every week with Baker. And if you're not winning, you know that he's going to fight tooth and nail. He's going to give you everything he got. And for those type of guys, you will run through a wall for. And so he does a lot more for that team than just throwing the football.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy too, because, right, Tampa, they had Tom Brady, won a Super Bowl, got to the second round of the playoffs, then made the playoffs again, even though that team wasn't that good. Brady retires, and you think, okay, the organization's just going to fold, and they're going to go back to kind of being irrelevant. Baker walks in. It's 2 years in the playoffs. They won a playoff game 1 year. The second year, they lose on wild card weekend in that crazy back-and-forth game with the Commanders. And now, to your point, they are looking like one of the best teams in the NFC. That's the other part of this I don't think gets talked about enough. You were replacing the greatest quarterback of all time, and the transition has been pretty seamless from Brady to Baker.
Yeah, and not even to make a comparison, but you can make a comparison for what they do for the team. Like, you know, I talked to several guys back when Tom Brady was there, and they always felt that they had a chance to win. Every Sunday, they felt they had a chance to win with Tom Brady. And that's when I see the similarities with Baker Mayfield. When Baker steps on the field, you have the confidence, yep, he can put you in a situation where you can win every week. Not saying you will, but you feel extremely confident when you got him throwing the football.
All righty, tell me what we got cooking now. What's the latest with Lights Out Extreme Fighting?
Yeah, we got a huge event this Saturday in Long Beach, California. You know, you guys out there, check us out. Lights Out Extreme Fighting 28. You can download Lights Out Sports TV. We'll be live on Lights Out Sports TV. And I think we're replays UFC Fight Pass and FUBO, BN Sports. We got a ton of partners we work with. But we got two guys in this card, man, who I think they got a real shot at taking off going to the UFC. Hopefully we can retain them for a couple fights. But this main event, Renato Valente and Grant Neal, is going to be a big one. Cole Lauren is another one that's up and coming. Drake Flores is on this card as well. I mean, we got some dogs that I think is going to be rising stars in this sport. So check us out this Saturday, Long Beach, California, and download Lights Out Sports TV to watch it live.
And then just one more thing that popped into my head, just looking back at your career. Who were like two or three linemen that when you were going up against them, you were like, man, this is going to really be a challenge? Like, who were the linemen you had the most respect for and you knew it was going to be a dogfight?
I faced them all, man, from Walter Jones, and I faced Orlando Pace when he first came in, Willie Rofe. I can tell you a guy who was just mean as hell, Richie Incognito.
Oh, yeah.
I love Richie, man. Love his attitude. Wish I got a chance to play with him. But it was a little bit different feel, man, just, you know, because they ran the ball a lot. It was a lot more downhill running. But some of these guys now, I was, you know, before the season started, I was with Joe Alt, and I'm almost 6'5", and I'm looking up at him, you know, like a 10-year-old kid. So these guys are just, they're a different animal nowadays.
Yeah, and you know, obviously right now the best pass rusher in the sport is Myles Garrett. He just had 5 sacks in a game, but they lost by double digits because the Browns stink. Now, Myles had that trade request, said it wasn't all about the money, then took the massive deal to stay in Cleveland. Like, when you think he goes to sleep at night, obviously he lives a great life. He's got all that money coming in. But do you think part of him says, man, I really should have just got paid elsewhere and go have a chance to go win somewhere?
Look, I think, you know, Myles Garrett is going to go down in history when this thing is done. I mean, he's on just another playing field when anybody that's playing in the National Football League right now. The problem is that I don't think he's going to get as quite due just because of where he's playing. You know, you put Myles Garrett on a team that can score 24 to 30 points a game. You know, he can have 5 sacks a week. I mean, this guy is next level. But, you know, you take the money. And once you take the money, you understand what the organization is going to do. They haven't changed and got better over the years you've been there. So, you know, you're kind of getting paid to stay. So it's unfortunate. But, man, you wish to see a guy like that potentially get a ring before he's done, because he deserves it.
He's Sean Merriman. Sean, good luck with the car. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
You got it, bud. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Sean Merriman joining us right there on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a timeout. We'll come on back. We'll update some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We will get to a news brief next. But first, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, is the place to bet on NBA stars this season. Download the DraftKings Sports app and use code GELB. That's code GELB, G-E-L-B. Bet $5 and get 3 months of NBA League Pass, plus get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. In partnership with DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. Passer or per wager tax may apply in Illinois. Must be 21 plus. Age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Must be present in state what is lawful to wager. Void in Ontario. Restrictions apply. Bet must win to receive bonus bets that are non-cash credits that expire in 7 days. Minimum odds required. NBA League Pass is subject to blackouts and other restrictions and auto-renews until canceled. Additional terms at dkng.co/audio. Limited time offer valid until November 16th, 2025.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.